We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network, coming to you from Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street. Great to have you with us as we get ready for the Beavers and Washington State Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Coming up, head football coach Jonathan Smith will also be joined by Connor Blount, who comes to us from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and this is an opportunity to get to know a young man who's doing very good things for the Beavers a long way from home. We'll learn a little bit more about his journey to Corvallis, as you know, which came under Gary Anderson's watch, a previous relationship with Coach Anderson. He walked on at Wisconsin, but when Gary came out here, Connor Blount made his way out here, and we're certainly glad that he did. He's been an important player for the Beavers this year after redshirting last year, appearing in three games in 2016. So Connor Blount will join us in the second part of the show. We will take a quick break and come back with head football coach Jonathan Smith. It's great to have you with us at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Second down and four. Tegan Quatoriano, part of a two tight end set with Toge. I give him to Jamar Jefferson. Big hole in the five, stays on his feet. And Jamar Jefferson rumbles in. Touchdown, Beavers.
Yeah, that's a nice note to welcome you back to Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. And I think a good note, too, to talk about how that play worked, because I mentioned one of the guys that helped key it in his blocking scheme. And while we all marvel over, rightly so, Jamar Jefferson, 254 yards, the second highest performance in Oregon State history. Not bad. Well, in fact, let's hear it for Jamar. That's pretty good. But he got a lot of help along the way from the O-line, the receivers, the tight ends, including Tegan on that play. To talk about that and many other things, please join me in welcoming Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening.
Nice to see you, and the highlight brings us back in. But I mentioned Tegan. That was a touchdown run that he was part of. Jamar, let's face it, a tremendous football game, a gifted runner. But he did have some help.
He is a good player. I mean, I keep talking about it. His patience and his vision are there. He's got some explosiveness and speed, but he's also a physical player now. He's not always just coming down on the first tackle, and he's falling forward. Some of those shorter runs that turn into, 6-8 yards versus being 2 or 3 are huge as well.
Those spin moves are so impressive. I wonder when you and when Michael Petrie and Coach Lindgren, when you all look at it on film, do they play as far as you're concerned? Do you ever say, hey, that's a little dangerous, a little risky to be going in there like that?
I don't think that's a technique you teach. Right. Those guys, it just kind of comes natural to some guys to be able to avoid tackles that way, and that's one of Jamar's moves.
Okay. Well, we get ready now for Washington State back home Saturday night, 6 o'clock. But before we turn the page to the Cougs and the big challenge they pose on both sides of the ball, very hot start for that team. As you move on, with your own film sessions, with your team and your biggest takeaways, learning points, what are those for you, Coach, and your players and staff coming out of Tempe?
Yeah, I think there's a lot, especially individually, each position group and then the individuals in that group. There's a ton to continue to learn from, and there's a ton to get excited about. There's some quality play to get taking place at times and by groups. I just think we got to continue to be more physical at times, both sides of the ball now. I mean, I think we can be more physical, and then it just getting back to this execution for a longer period of time, because we got opportunities within that game. We start again too slow, battle back, have a great chance to go in at halftime down 7. We can't finish that thing. And then opportunity to cut it to 7 even in the third quarter. We can't finish that drive with a penalty and going backwards. So it's still the execution thing that keeps biting us.
And execution, you're talking about offensively, but there's execution also on the other side, too, in terms of executing, form tackles, swarming to the ball, and yep. making sure you get guys down when you have the opportunity.
No question. Tackling and getting in the proper position to tackle. And then even just how we're taking on blocks at the defensive line, the depth we're playing with at the secondary, their specific depths to formations and where they need to be lined up. And so those details of the executing the play, where you started and how you ended, there's a ton of execution that goes on.
When you talk about your team getting in a hole, I know that's not the good news by any means. But, Jonathan, there is something, is there not? I mean, I'm wondering what your takeaway is on a team's ability down 24-3 to cut it to 24-17 and have a chance to make it a one-score game late in the half. I mean, what does that say about certain qualities of your team?
Well, I just think we're continuing to battle. I don't think there's ever a point where we're just feeling like we're out of this thing. And then I do appreciate the efforts that's taking place on the two separate sides of the ball, like working together. Like for us to get down, the offense really responding and really picking the defense up, like, hey, we got you here. We'll get us back. And then it can play vice versa. And it's shown up throughout this season and each side helping each other out. And that's why I just think this game's the ultimate team game.
We may indeed hear in the part of the highlight package tonight as we come to you from Buffalo Wild Wings here on Northwest 9th Street, getting ready for the Cougars. Another run where blocking was a big part of it. But I mentioned Teagan and Noah Tongeai. We will hear later when Connor Blount joins us in the second part of the show on a very good play on Connor and Noah's part to get a touchdown pass. But Noah, as much as we want to see that flex tight end making big plays in the passing game, that's coming. But you said he showed real progress in the run game.
I thought he did. He played way more snaps in this last game. And then he was physical at the line of scrimmage. I mean, a couple of those runs that Jamar pops, you know, he's blocking the defensive end by himself. And so not every tight end can do that in this league. And so he's got some great attributes about him. I still don't think he's 100% back to where he, you know, thinks he should be. But he's coming. And that's a part of the offense, is that having some tight ends that can do some things in the run game but also catch the ball.
You know, we visited earlier today in our local show. He'll be in town this weekend with the Pac-12 Networks, and I want to mention something going on tonight on the Pac-12 Networks. But Yogi Roth said that they are featuring on the broadcast a feature on Jim Mihalchik and the job that Jim is doing with that offensive line, your associate head coach, Jonathan. Those guys in the trenches doing so much important work can get overlooked, but I know it's not lost on you or your team, the work they're putting in.
Those guys are. They're working, and we counted on them early in this season because they had some experience, and they've done some good things, especially in the run game, trying to make it physical. Actually, Jim really challenged them this last week to make it the most physical game, and I think they played the most physical game and showed up in the run, the rushing yards. And I'm even impressed with the guys. Like, we had some protection issues to start the game. Well, they didn't, you know, panic, come over, make the adjustment. Jim gets them sorted out, and then we executed pretty well on the protection end. So those guys are always improving, and we do like that group.
I mentioned the Pac-12 Networks, and I'll ask you about this too, Coach, before we take another quick break from Buffalo Wild Wings. Tonight at 7:30, I hope some of you have your DVRs ready to go. If not, when you're done here, feel free to head on home and watch it on the Pac-12 Networks. But tonight, the return debuts on the Pac-12 Network tonight. It's a series put together by Casey Byers and the great staff at Oregon State, Eric Edison, Katie Mavis, Russell Huftalen, and Ideation involved. But Casey and that crew, Jonathan, put in a lot of work. It's called The Return, not just about you, but the return to the type of football we all want to see and know and appreciate at Oregon State, a return of many players, which we'll talk about here in a moment, too. But that type of platform with that quality of work by Casey and his staff, I know that you appreciate that.
No, it helps. It helps a ton. It is quality work. Those guys spend a lot of time, and they're around a lot. Videoing and taking in what's taking place at the facility there. And so it's big time to be on that platform, and it helps in recruiting. You know, the exposure, it goes out, and I think it's pretty authentic. So, they're, you know, recruits are seeing what it's like to be playing football here.
Do you have a a certain, you have so much on your plate as the head coach. Does everything have to sort of pass by you before it finally gets sent, so to speak? Or do you have enough trust in the people around you that you're able to say, hey, they pass on it, so can I?
I would say I have a ton of trust. And again, I think that's quality work, but I definitely get to take a look at it before it gets public.
But it is good stuff. I really think the way they capture the storylines has been impressive.
Yeah, I think it's been good. And some of the features, like I even think about Timmy's feature and going to class and, you know, living the real life of what it's like around here. And so it's, I think it's, they've done a great job with it, and I think it's helping.
7:30 tonight on the Pac-12 Networks. The Pac-12 Networks for the telecast Saturday night at 6 with Washington State. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the return in the form of a lot of players coming back home this weekend for the game. Jonathan's had a hand in that, certainly, and the guys are excited to be coming back. We'll talk about that and more as the Beavs and Cougs get ready to square off again, the 103rd meeting this Saturday night at Reser. More with Coach Smith, with Connor Blount on his way on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Oregon State football mini plans are now available.
Way here, Sammy Strotter back to his 30-yard line, starts up the middle, gets to the 40, he's got a seam, 45 midfield, 45, 40, he's got a chance to go, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Beavers!
Prices vary by location. Choose which games you see this year in Reser Stadium by visiting beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to find the option that is right for you.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Beavers run Jefferson left, big hole, 15 to the 10 to the 5, and Jamar is in again. Touchdown Beavers, Jamar Jefferson from 27 out. Well, that's a big play, too, as we welcome you back in. 27-yard touchdown run as we welcome you back to Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. Beaver Sports Talk served up by Buffalo Wild Wings. Fans start at the OSU Beaver Store, your nonprofit Beaver Gear headquarters. Shop OSUBeaverStore.com. with head coach Jonathan Smith. That was another dynamic play. You've had some explosive plays, Coach. I mean, you lead the league in 30-plus yard run plays. And as we talked about, that's a function, obviously, of some great vision and running back ability. But those plays don't happen without the receivers and people finishing blocks down.
Yeah, we've been happy with the receivers and their effort in blocking in the run game. And a lot of times they got to go chase that safety down or come really flat to go get them and be willing to do it. Not just like, that's my assignment, but I got to actually go in there and dive and try to get physical. And I mean, even just Bradford had an awesome one coming from the slotted position and got to the safety. And that stuff makes a difference. And so everyone kind of contributing to success in the run game has been a reoccurring theme.
Coach, what about the challenge that the Washington State defense poses? I mean, their numbers are ridiculously good, 274 yards a game in this era. That just doesn't happen. USC had a big first drive against them, running the ball, and then from that opening drive in the Coliseum, 33 rush yards after that. So they're tough.
They are tough. And I got a ton of respect for what they do and really how they do it. They don't try to overcomplicate it. They are aggressive, change up their scheme. Their players, you can just see it in them, having a ton of confidence and effort the way they're playing defense. And it's just impressive because it's not like they're going against a multiple offense every day in practice. I mean, the offense that Coach Leach does is very effective, very good. But it's, you know, it's an open set and they throw the ball a lot. And so the defense doesn't get to practice against multiple offenses every day. And I just, another reason I think it makes it impressive what they're able to do on defense.
You know, Alex Grinch called it the speed D, whatever that may mean. And I guess as a term, you try to come up with a catch-all phrase at times, air raid, speed D, run and shoot. Names get applied. But is the basic idea that they're not huge, but they are fast and they move quickly.
They do move, and it starts with their D-line. They'll do a lot of movement, start in one gap, end up in another, get on edges of the O-line. They're not going to just play right into them and try to really get physical that way. They can at times. And so they got some athletes. I think they got some experience in the secondary because some of those kids I've seen the last 3-4 years playing against them, and now it seems like they're still there.
Yeah.
So they got some veterans there, and it's a good group.
We've got Connor Blount joining us in the second part of the show. I love his story. I love just how he's persevered. No matter what's gone on in the quarterback room, he's stayed ready, hasn't he?
He sure has. Yeah. He really has. And he's a tough kid, you know, especially starting that last game, taking some vicious hits, and just pop back up and continues to battle out there. And not everything goes perfect for any quarterback, but the way he continues to respond and then respond in this week in practice, he's prepared really well. And so I've been fired up for the guy to be able to go out there the games he's done and done some really good things.
Let me ask you about, we'll talk to Connor himself and his perspective on the touchdown pass to Noah. Mm-hmm. We'll probably hear that highlight when Connor joins us. What did you like about that play? What exactly happened? Because it looked like there was an element of improvisation near the end.
Yep. He's sitting in there and trying to find an open receiver. And at some point, that clock goes off when you're in the pocket that I got to go extend the play. And it was awesome the way he extended, kept his eyes up. It was a huge play we needed. And, our whole sideline got excited for it. And that's, you know, part of the role of the quarterback is, you know, throw the ball on time, find the open receiver. But Connor's got an ability to extend plays, and he's got a bunch of snaps this year of picking up some first downs on third down by using this extension in his game.
Earlier in the week, Coach, you mentioned on Monday that you had a hope, and we don't maybe won't know until game time. As much as Jamar has shouldered the load with Artavis Pierce out, Artavis has been making progress. Do we have an update on AP and the possibility this
week?
He's
been able to do. He was able to do more today than he did yesterday. And again, we're hopeful he can continue to do more tomorrow. It's about how he responds to the more he does. And so, it's not a certain thing, but the way he's progressing, I'm optimistic. That he'll go.
And as good as Jamar has been, he is a true freshman. Defenses start doing things and look at him. Mm-hmm. The compliment that those two can be for one another would be huge.
That would be great. You know, you always want to have a 1-2 punch back there. And it would be great to have those weapons. And really a lot of these guys to be able to come back. And when we can get healthy, feeling like it would be really good for the Beavers.
I mentioned the return tonight the return has, as we've all talked about, you've touched on it. I mean, obviously, you're a centerpiece of it coming back as the head coach. But the return has meant a lot of things, including a lot of former players getting reengaged with one another, with you rallying them up. And this weekend is part of a home game at 6 o'clock. It's my sense, what I've heard from you, what you said Monday, what we've talked about recently just among, you know, people on the OSU staff. Saturday night's a real focal point for a return. Tell us what you have going on.
Well, yeah, we, you know, anytime, any game, any practice, really, for a former player, if he wants to come back around, he's more than welcome. But we did kind of pinpoint this game to really have a second touch point for former players to come back to Corvallis. And so we always do it, you know, around the spring game and have a little golf tournament thing. And I just kind of felt like, you know, let's have a second one at a game and have it specific for these guys to be able to come back around. And, I mean, I think it's close to 150 guys that have signed up and are coming and bringing a guest or two. And I think there's value with not just for them to be able to come back and for us to have them back, but even our current players to see former players wanting to come back, telling great stories about it and the chemistry that they've had, and just continue to echo that to our current players that they're living the best times of their life right now. And so I'm hopeful that those guys coming back will have a great time, and I know it means a lot to us.
And Jonathan, before we let you go, the couple of other things. You mentioned, you know, the I'm just curious, with you as a great offensive mind in your own right, and a lot of very good offensive minds on your staff in rooms preparing plans. On the other side is a guy, kind of an acknowledged guru of the air raid attack, one of the original practitioners and architects of it, in Mike Leach. And they've developed a pretty solid system, haven't they?
No question. I mean, they got answers to a lot of things, and they just they've been doing really a lot of things for a long period of time, and it's been productive. And it's when the thing is going in rhythm, it is beautiful to watch. And so we got our hands full with that, and they got some good, talented receivers. The quarterback's playing at a high level. They can score points. And the other thing that stands out is, like, they lead in time of possession, too. A lot of times you think about time of possession running teams. Well, these guys possess the ball the longest, and so they're executing, throwing the ball.
And yet, you know, they can. They hit an 89-yarder to beat Utah the other day.
So it's
a complete offense. Even with the air raid, the running backs are a big part of it, too. They throw it, but they have good backs.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And they can carry it, but they'll throw it to them a ton.
Right.
And, you know, he talks about balance in regards to distributing to all five eligible players to catch the ball, and they do that, and that's what makes it difficult to defend.
So the biggest thing, then, with the challenge, they hurt, they gash. I mean, they score points, and they've moved it about against everybody that they play, and yet you mentioned the rhythm. Is the biggest thing trying to find ways to get them out of rhythm?
Yeah, you want to start with the quarterback out of rhythm, if you can, whether you're changing up your looks and how your coverage looks like, but also when you're pressuring, when you're not, you got to get him off his spot. That's a huge part of it. And then, yeah, you got to force him into the longer yardage, because, like I said, they throw underneath and time of possession goes. Well, third and four is way different than third and 11. And so we got to get him into those type of situations.
We close with a thought about, you know, I see in the room here tonight there's a lot and a great fan base of Beaver Nation. You all, you know, Jim Wilson has said we can't, in the process that you're in, you'd like to be able to jump maybe to year two midstream or year three this Saturday night, where you hope to be as you build this thing. But every game represents an opportunity for these guys to go out and play the time of their lives, as you said. So even in taking some losses that I know are hard for your guys, for you, for the staff, what kind of vibe or feel do you have this week in practice about the next opportunity?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of felt the same. We're back to work, and guys are, again, working hard. I think we're doing it together. There's no question there's building blocks to a foundation, and you want to go. And so our focus is on the week at task, the week right here, and what we got to do to get ready for Saturday. And I'm just convinced that if we continue to do it right, our process is right, preparing these guys right, that we will get over the hump, and it'll build the foundation we want to last for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years.
I don't know about you, everybody. I'm excited about it, aren't you? Saturday night. Jonathan, thanks for taking time for us. We're going to talk to your quarterback next. Jonathan Smith, our guest. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Jonathan Smith, and the Beavers continue preparations for Washington State, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The quarterback, Connor Blount, will join us next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians. Performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college. And Country Financial can help you take simple steps too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
In 1931, Oregon State's football team compiled a 6-3-1 record playing their home games at Bell Field in Corvallis. That same year, Umpqua Dairy began making ice cream to sell at the train station in Roseburg. Three generations later, they're still producing award-winning ice cream, and you don't have to wait at the train station. Simply visit your local grocery store. On behalf of Beaver Nation, thanks to Umpqua Dairy for your support of our Beavers and for making the best ice cream in the nation.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location.
Point conversion try as the Beavers try to hang on and win in Corvallis. John David Booty on first down takes the snap, turns, throws, batted down!
The ball was knocked away!
And the Beavers will win it! The Beavers will win it!
Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
Case Rogers remains the running back on fourth down and two. Low snap. Blount picks it up. Connor tries to run. He will. Connor now throws to Noah Tongiai. Caught. Touchdown, Beavers.
Woo, that was a big play. I mean, he had me. He had to field the low snap. I thought he was going to run it in. I think he could have. Then he stopped and found Noah making himself available in the back of the end zone. A huge play in the game. And the guy that you just heard make a very athletic play on a lot of levels for the first time here at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a pleasure to welcome him. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State quarterback Connor Blount to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Connor.
Good evening to you, too.
Hey, thanks for being here tonight. I'm glad you brought Luke Lenning down here tonight, too. Now, by the way, I want to give Luke a little love before we talk to Connor. A special teams tackle in the open field, unassisted by number 51 right over here, Luke Lenning. Busy visiting with DVD and doesn't even know how much adulation he's receiving here. But you can tell him later, right?
I got you.
Okay. That was a good play, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was.
Good job, Luke. Good tackle in the open field and special teams. That play we just heard, Connor, and we look forward to getting to kind of to hear your story, how a Waukesha, Wisconsinian ends up in Corvallis and just how that's all going. We love watching you play. But that particular play, it was a low snap to begin with, and you had to kind of work to get that touchdown. What was going on that play?
Yeah, I felt like we had a great play call for that situation. Getting down that low, we knew exactly what they were going to be in. So I really liked the play call coming out. Got a low snap, had to feel it, kind of got some pressure. Saw the right side open up a little bit, and Noah found a great spot, just found the soft spot in the zone, and got him the ball.
Were you thinking about running it in?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was. And then that guy closed, and Noah kind of stopped, drifted a little bit, and dumped him off the ball for a touchdown.
Were you conscious of, I was worried for a half a tick, did he cross the line of scrimmage? I mean, did you have a feel for that, just where the sticks were and where your feet were?
Yeah, I think I did. Honestly, like, I've gotten that a lot, like, when I scramble and stuff like that. I just feel like I have, like, a natural instinct a little bit, you know, so...
Are you able to practice plays like that? I realize there's an element of almost street football, improvising. Here's what we're... But do you practice, you know, for example, the happenstance of a low snap and the play kind of blowing up and you've got to find a way to make something happen. Do you practice that in any way?
Yeah, I mean, you try to, but quarterbacks are always in, you know, the different color jerseys. So, you know, whenever they tag you, they're going to blow the whistle. But no, I mean, we work scramble drills all the time in practice, and it's good to see them show up like that in the games.
That was really and good to see, I'm sure, for you. We talked about it with Coach Smith. To have Noah working his way back as a quarterback, Connor, what kind of player does he represent for you and this team just to kind of get himself back more available for more snaps?
Yeah, no doubt. Noah's kind of had some tough luck with injuries, but he's definitely been a player who's proven himself here. He's an elite tight end in the Pac-12, and it's good to have someone like that back because he can block in the run game, and then he can really open some things up in the pass game too.
Connor Blount, our guest at Buffalo Wild Wings. Well, to some extent, your story has been told because you emerged on the scene in 2016, and we got to know you a little bit then. You played in three games, played very well against Boise State in kind of an emergency situation. Redshirted last year, and here you are now, you and Jake going back and forth. Jake's had, you know, some injury issues, so you've taken the lion's share of snaps, but you and he are friends that competed, but you're friends, but... You've been thrust into the starting role.
Yeah.
So when you came out here from Waukesha, Wisconsin, I mean, you kind of live in the dream in the sense of, hey, this is what I came out here for.
Yeah, to a point, yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, you know, I came out here with the mentality that I was going to be a starting quarterback. Moving across the country like that, I had a feeling that I can do this. And as long as I stuck to it, you know, the hard work that I've been taught by my parents and everything like that and things I've learned, I felt like I had a good chance. And, you know, the work that I put in, it kind of, it has showed.
And that's the thing we've talked about with Jonathan and throughout is the work, you know, when Jake was named the starter, you didn't, you know, whether there's a competitive element that says, hey, you know, I want to be that guy, maybe a little moment of disappointment, but you stayed with it, right? Kept working and prepared as though you were going to start.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, as a competitor, when you put it all out there and you don't get named right away, you kind of takes a little hit at you for a little bit. But there's kind of two options there. If you want to be that guy that kind of sits back and is kind of has a little bit self-pity, and your moment comes and you go out there and you don't perform, it's going to be, you know, see, yeah, we made, you know, you're not going to look real well. But no, I took the approach of, you know, one play away. And in a game like football, that can truly happen. So that was really the approach that I took. And, I think it's worked out.
It has, and it served you very well. It's been impressive to watch. But let's kind of go way back now for a bit. Waukesha, Wisconsin, I don't know much about it. You tried to explain a little bit about it 2 years ago.
Yep.
Where is it? Is that where you grew up? Who did you grow up liking? I mean, were you a Wisconsin fan, a Packer fan? You got an Orioles cap on here, so I'm not sure where that comes from. But tell us just a little bit about what it's like to be a kid in Waukesha and how you were wired growing up.
Yeah, so Waukesha is about 19 miles outside of Milwaukee. It's about 80,000 people. And I always joke with the dudes from Oregon on our team that I think Wisconsin high school football beats out Oregon football. So
well, you may win that argument.
But yeah, no, like growing up, actually I was from a town outside of Waukesha, who actually ran the wing T offense. So I decided to go to Waukesha West High School. Gave me a little bit better opportunity, as far as playing quarterback. So I went there, had four great years there, started as a sophomore, had three, made it to two state championships. We had a great team, and I loved it. Actually, my left tackle is actually now starting at Syracuse. And then the Browns starting linebacker, Joe Schobert, who was a Pro Bowler last year in his second year, he also was from my high school.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a good program then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you came out of there with a walk-on opportunity at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that was originally your plan, right?
Yeah. That was my plan, to go stay in state and go compete there. But as it got closer to signing day, things didn't really, you know, I wasn't real comfortable. So then Coach A had, you know, brought me out here, and now here we sit.
And here we sit, and, you know, I mean, it's obvious to all. I mean, the guy that I had up here for the first half of the show wasn't the one you just referred to.
Right.
So your life in that sense, you know, you came out here under a different watch and a different, you know, head coach. So how have you kind of navigated all of that as a guy from the home state and came out here, knew him well? How's that all been, the transition time for you? It's obviously working out well, but I'm just wondering just what kind of process you went through with
that. Yeah, no doubt it's been tough. There's been a lot of questions, but I've really tried to lean on my family, and they're not here, but they back home, they're a great support system for me. And then lean on some teammates that I'm really close with, like Luke. Trayvon's been really good, and a few of those guys, and I just, you know, kind of bounce things off of them, and we talk. But to say it's been easy is not the right term, but it's definitely been tough, but I would say that it's been worth it.
How much do you get to see your folks? Ross and Angie, I believe, are the names of your parents. How often do you get to see them? Do they come out here? Have they seen you play this year, for example? Or?
Yeah, they try to switch off games with my grandparents. So my grandparents will come to one, and then they'll come to the other, and they'll kind of trade off because my brother, he's a junior back at Waukesha West High School. So he's playing on Friday nights. And then, like, for example, like, we have a late game this week, so they'll be able to fly. They'll fly out Sunday or Saturday morning, and then they'll fly back Sunday night. And they can get back into the school routine, taking, you know, so, yeah.
You've made it pretty challenging for them, but
no doubt.
I'm sure, too, it's what a thrill to be able to watch, you know, your brother Brock?
Brooks.
Yep. I'm sorry, your brother Brooks is quarterbacking at your old high school. How's he doing, by the way?
They're doing well. Okay. Yeah, they're doing well. They got one loss right now, so, yeah, he's doing well.
So they get to see him Friday and you Saturday and back at then routine Monday. That's a good weekend. That's a very good weekend
It's a great weekend. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more with Connor Blount, the pride of Waukesha West, with his brother following it in his footsteps there, too. It's a great story. We're glad to have Connor with us. More coming up from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
We all know 1 + 1 = 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Hand off to Jamar Jefferson, running right, gets behind Toge out of midfield, cuts back 45-40, runs laterally inside the 35, still breaking tackles inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. And with that run, Jamar Jefferson joins Ken Simonton and Steven Jackson as the only running backs in Oregon State history to have two 200-yard games in a season. And he's already rushed for more yards in a game against Arizona State than any other Beaver running back. And it turned out to be the second highest rushing total in Oregon State history. So again, for Jamar Jefferson, the quarterback who gave him the ball and I'm sure enjoys doing that often is here tonight, Connor Blount. We'll get back to some other things in a moment, Connor, but we pause for a moment to acknowledge Jamar. Only one game in Oregon State football history, Bill Earthquake Enyart back in 1968, rushed for 299. And there's Jamar at 254. What's it like to be giving a ball to a guy like that?
Yeah, he's a talent. And to do it, how early he's done it, you know, that's something special. A guy like AP, who's a great back in his own right, but to step in and kind of take that heavy load that he's taken the past few weeks has been remarkable. And to see him, you know, get over that 200 yards and all those stats and stuff like that, that's phenomenal for a freshman and for any back.
Connor, what for you guys, you've shown resilience in games mm-hmm. where you've had to fight back in Reno and down in Tempe. I'm sure you'd like to kind of work it the other way and not have to dig yourself out. It does show some resourcefulness that you can, but what kind of approach or what are you hoping to be able to get into against Washington State Saturday night?
I think it all comes with how we start the game. I think, you know, last week we had a little bit of a slow start and we kind of fell into a 17-0 hole. And it's tough against any opponent, let alone a Pac-12 opponent and an Arizona State team who's very good. So I think if we can start fast and jump on them quick, I think that'll be huge for the outcome of the game. So I think that's one thing that we're really focusing on is our execution early. And I think that'll really help us as a whole.
We talked to Coach Smith about it, too, and we obviously don't expect you to divulge keys and game plans as you take on an athletic, quick defense in Washington State. But in this game, all games, you have a lot on your plate. But is there a key or two when you're dealing with the way they run their defense that you have to be very well aware of as the quarterback of this offense?
Yeah, well, I said it earlier today, is watching these guys on film, I think they're the same defense in the first snap as they are at the end of the fourth quarter. I don't think you see a drop off in, you know, they don't fatigue, it doesn't seem like, and they move a lot on their D-line, so that's something that we're preparing for and got to be ready for. And on the back end, they communicate really well. So I think we're going to definitely have to be on our game, and we're going to have to be ready for a great secondary and also a great front seven.
As you study, Connor, from game to game, your own game, and spend time with Coach Lindgren and in the quarterback room, Coach Smith, you've made a lot of great plays, good throws, kept plays alive. The touchdown play to Noah speaks for itself, other tremendous throws. Is there any area of the game, if you would evaluate yourself, the things going forward beginning Saturday, that maybe you want to do a little more efficiently or better?
Yeah, I think one thing that we're all kind of working on with me in the quarterback room is making my game more efficient from the pocket. Sometimes I tend to get out of the pocket a little bit early. I like to kind of ad-lib a little bit. But I think that I can play from the pocket and continue to build that part of my game. I think that my game can go to another level.
And so it looked like you did that as well as the team down in Tempe, whereas after a bit of a slow start, as you talked about, and maybe some pressures, a couple of sacks, and it looked like a lot of things got shorn up as the game went along. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, no doubt. I think we definitely hit a rhythm there, and I think it was like fourth drive about. And then we started moving the ball, started putting some points up. And then I think our confidence just built. And obviously then you get into the 38-24 game. Everybody talks about, you know, we're on the one-yard line. We have that false start. And then don't convert on that fourth down. That kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit, you know, gave them the momentum back. But I just think if we can continue to execute, like we've shown that we can be a great offense. So if we can keep that for those four quarters, I think you're going to see a lot of points on the scoreboard.
And I think, you know, I mean, just given what Washington State does, I mean, you guys know that to win this game Saturday, I mean, you guys have to do your job and score a lot of points probably. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're a great offense. They always have been. Their quarterback's on a roll right now. And they somehow always seem to put up points on whoever they play, you know. So they throw it 60 times a game. So, yeah.
Have you ever been in a game like that? I mean, I don't know what you ran in high school. You know, the balance thing that Leach says, our balance is just making sure 13 different receivers catch balls. But what about that? Have you ever been in a game where you've been asked to throw it 50, 60 times?
I wish. I've never been in a game like that.
But sounds kind of fun, though, right?
It does sound fun, and then, unless you're maybe one of those running backs sitting in pass pro.
Get beat up a little bit. Yeah, no doubt. We'll take a final break and come back with Connor Blount, who will be a distributor in his own right this weekend to a talented core of receivers, to running backs, which may include a little bit of Artavis Pierce this weekend, we hope. One more segment with Connor. It's great to have him and all of you with us at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events. Original programming on demand.
Hi, PM Athens. I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Our last couple of minutes from Buffalo Wild Wings. Great to have you with us. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Remember the return tonight, 7:30 on the Pac-12, and this weekend, the Damn Worth It campaign. There will be a booth at Parker Plaza. Taylor Ritchie, Nathan Broughton, they've done great things in bringing awareness to this campaign. Hashtag Damn Worth It. You can pick up signs. Wristbands will be available, so please check out what Oregon State student-athletes are doing in a very important campaign that they have helped start. And certainly we have a team in Washington State coming in that is deeply touched and affected by the issues that the Damn Worth It campaign is all about. So Saturday night, 6 o'clock, We look forward to seeing you, and make sure to drop by that Parker Plaza booth with Taylor and Nathan and other student athletes at Oregon State. You'll be watching Connor Blount at work on the field with his team Saturday night. Connor, I got to ask you just on a kind of a personal note, a Baltimore Orioles cap, and he grows up 19 miles from Milwaukee. So do you like the Brewers? No? Yes? I mean, what?
Yeah, I'm a Brewers fan. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but, you know, we just made the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know, Christian Yelich, that guy's a freak. So
maybe the MVP from what I hear. You go to some Brewers games growing up?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Packers?
I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, always been a Bears fan.
Okay, good for you.
You got to be the bad guy sometimes.
The Orioles cap, nice color scheme, right?
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Okay. It looks good on you. Yeah. Connor, it's been a real pleasure to watch you play. It's so good to have you out here from Waukesha. Thanks for taking time.
Of course.
We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Let's hear it for Connor Blount and his team as they get ready for Washington State Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 4. Thanks for joining us. See you Saturday at Reser on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.